Despite the ridiculous and offensive behavior of Ben Gvir, which we spoke about last week, and I certainly gave you my view on it. We don't need to go into it again, but it was as if the Spanish government decided to give him or give Israel a gift in return. Because this clash between Israel and Spain, following criticism from Madrid over Israel's handling of the Gaza flotilla theatricals, I don't know what else to call them, Israel, of course, responds sharply, accusing Spain of hypocrisy, summoning the Spanish Charge d'Affaires, and then they return to Spain and they get beaten up. Those flotilla theatricals. Anyway, it's very strange. Joining us this morning is Maurice Hirsch. He's a former director of military prosecution for Judea and Samaria. It is just absolutely unfathomable. But let's take out some of the drama and look at what is at stake here. How significant is the latest diplomatic clash between Israel and Spain? Good morning.
So, good morning, Howard. And what we've seen with Israel and Spain relations in the last probably 2.5-3 years is really a steady downward spiral, constant with Prime Minister Sanchez really taking the side of crazed Islamists, Jew haters, and really pushing that whole diplomatic drive to isolate Israel, and really the question is, well, who exactly, even in Spain, does he represent? He is obviously the represented the elected prime minister, but he also is fearing very much for his seat when he comes up for re-election. I don't think the Spanish people are looking to go in the direction that he's going, of wild and rabid Jew hatred.
It is. Has he always been that? You know, what do we know about him? I certainly hadn't come across him and his chiseled features until he started becoming this poster boy or this poster child for Israel hatred.
It seems that he's always had that direction. Already from the start of his political career, it's something that he believed could possibly get him elected. It's really what we're seeing throughout Europe, the idea of the young and upcoming politicians really doing all they can in order to curry favor with the ever-growing Muslim Islamic base, and the way they perceive that that should be done is by attacking Israel. So that's become a political currency for anyone who's trying to break through that political barrier.
So Israel has accused Spain of hypocrisy. What specifically are they referring to?
Well, as opposed to really the exemplary treatment that the participants in the flotillas received from the IDF soldiers. And they should know that we already have pretty much everything on camera, and everything is filmed. We've learned our lessons of the past, and so we can deal with the sundry claims, and when they claim that we are violent and that we are abusive and that we are sexually assaulting people, we have very, very clear evidence that can show that that isn't really the case. Whether we use it or not is a different story. And then these people are expelled. They land back in Spain, and then they are physically attacked by the Spanish police. So that's the hypocrisy we're talking about. On the one hand, people being treated well, and we are accused in the normal blood libel of abusing them at all different types of levels. And yet when they return to their country of origin or any stop on the way, suddenly they really are physically beaten because they are violent at their core, many of these people. That's what they're coming to do. They're coming to cause violence.
And what's fascinating about it is, to me, it also indicates that they have lived within a bubble perhaps one of information, perhaps a social one, where they don't seem to consider that there is any expectation on them of decent, reasonable behavior. And there's this notion that they can pretty much get away with anything that they want. And then they get to Spain, and it's almost like it's expected in Israel that they won't get away with it. But then they get to Spain, and they're quite shocked that they've got to comply with laws.
Yeah, of course. And what we've seen with these people all the way around the world is that there's legitimate law enforcement. That legitimate law enforcement is really used in order to ensure that they do not display their violence either in public or in the public sphere in any way, shape or form. And yet they provoke everybody around them because they have become entitled. They've become really wrapped in, as you said, in their own little bubble, that we are untouchable and we can do anything we want and everyone needs to bow to our whims. And really that's the environment that really promotes these flotillas and promotes the actions of the participants in the flotillas. They're not coming to provide humanitarian aid. We all know that. They're coming to be demonstrative. They're coming to make a noise and to evoke the violence in order to then play the victim card, whether it be real or imagined. And that's how they understand that the world propaganda works. Who will remember whether they were beaten or not in Spain, but they will always remember the articles like Nicholas Kristof that Israel has managed to miraculously train dogs to mount and penetrate humans. This is the propaganda machine which the pro-terrorist, they're not pro-Palestinian, the pro-terrorist mechanism has so well developed along the way. Information warfare based on lies and blood libels that travel all the way around the world before anyone really realizes just how ridiculous the claims are.
Do you think that Sanchez wants a total breakdown between the countries on a diplomatic level?
I think that Sanchez believes that it is politically expedient for him domestically to drive the relations with Israel to a point of almost no return. That's what drives these people. I don't think he's thinking of anything else. That is his goal. To say that he's the great defender of the Palestinian people is obviously simply not true. When you look at, well, how many refugees from Gaza from the alleged genocide did Spain take in? And he says that Israel was committing a genocide, and yet he refused to accept one Gazan as a refugee into Spain. Those two claims shouldn't go together. Obviously, if you believe that Israel is committing a genocide in Gaza, Spain and Ireland and England and all of these countries should be running and falling over themselves to provide a safe haven, and yet no one really did. That's the hypocrisy, but it doesn't matter. That's where they get their political gain.
So it's not just Spain. To a greater or lesser extent, there's this concern amongst other European countries. Where would you say that Spain stands in relation to the rest of Europe?
So I think with the Spanish leadership at the moment, with Sanchez specifically, he's joining a group of European leaders who are all pushing in the same direction. Obviously, it's led, it's understood that it's led by President Macron from France, who is driving this anti-Israel, again, pro-terrorist narrative, recognizing the state of Palestine simply as a reward for the October 7 massacre. That's not pro-Palestinian. That is pro-terrorism. And so those Macron and Sanchez and even Keir Starmer to a certain degree with his joining that whole push are trying to see who can make themselves more appealable to that fundamentalist electorate, and that's where they're going. These are the circles that they're playing in. Belgium's going the same way. Holland's going the same way. And unfortunately, it's not a good trajectory for them.
Finally, the when both sides accuse each other of hypocrisy, how does meaningful diplomacy survive? Because right now, it feels like it's all about name calling.
It certainly is. I think that we're in a position where now it's just almost a diplomatic game between Israel and Spain. Israel has understood that there is no hope of improving the relations with Spain, and I'm not so sure that we have so much to be upset about at the moment. Like I said, Sanchez is a probably not going to win re-election, and so that will bring along and usher in a new era of diplomacy. So we hope, at least. And so for now, we have no choice. We would obviously, as Israel, love great relations with the Europeans, but unfortunately, some of the European leaders are just fundamentally anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, and pro-terror. There isn't really much to speak to them about. We don't have common ground, and it's not this idea of parallel or really contradictory claims or anything of that nature. It's drawing that same false idea of well, there's two different stories here and they could both be right. No, Israel did not abuse any of the participants in the flotilla. Yes, the Spanish police did abuse them, and it's caught on camera. There's no video footage of Israeli soldiers or anyone abusing these flotilla participants, and there is clear video footage of the Spanish police beating them, probably rightly so. But and I'm not really getting into that. But when you come along with these moral equivalencies, that's exactly what the terrorists do. Well, Hamas said that it didn't rape people, and Israel says that it didn't rape people. So there is that moral equivalency. No, there isn't. Hamas used sexual violence as a mechanism in October 7. Israel just doesn't do that. Whether they claim the opposite or not, invent these claims or not, is irrelevant. And here you have the same thing. It's not just a mutually slung mud.
Right.
The Spanish are accusing Israel of something which we didn't do, and Israel is calling out Spain for something that they did actually do. And that's the reality.
So just before I let you go, if you were to call this, do you think it will limp on like this until Sanchez is no longer in power? Or will we see something a little bit more dramatic ahead of him perhaps losing the next election?
So I think that this is just going to get worse and worse. It's almost like our relations with Turkey. Sanchez has chosen a path of collision, of attacking Israel, and there's nothing I believe that we could do that would ever dissuade him from that path of destruction. And so these relations are going to, I fear, just see a downward spiral until he is no longer there, until a Spanish leader rises who doesn't see it as being politically expedient to attack Israel. And that's going to be our situation, not only in Spain.
That is where we do need to leave it, Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch. Thank you, as always.